This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's softening the cattle market?
Well, we just got a continuation of more selling, more fund long liquidation, more of nothing out there positive to turn this market around. Even at mid-morning when choice box beef was up $2.39, selects were up $2.63, had a movement of 69 lows, it did not help our market one bit. We also saw cattle kill day of 109,000 head and the hogs 407,000 head. But we just did not have anything big in the marketplace. We saw the market do a little gyrating around at one time after going lower. It did bounce positive slightly, but we closed mostly negative, and the spread between February and April live cattle continues to widen. Feb cattle closed 62 higher, April live cattle down $1.52. March feeders 247 lower, May feeders down 230, and April lean hogs were 25 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, February 27th. It's going to be broadcast live this time from the Heritage Place, 2829 South MacArthur Boulevard in Oklahoma City, started at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll also be broadcast live, as always, on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. If you want more information, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Again, live from the Heritage Place, South MacArthur Boulevard, Oklahoma City, Superior Livestock, February 27th.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375. Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, the biggest thing that we saw take place today was the strength that was occurring in the soybean complex. Fund buying really helped that market out considerable. It spilled over and helped the corn and the wheat. But by the end of the day, everything had came off their highs of the session, and we actually saw Chicago wheat and some contracts close negative, and the corn market also closed negative. And we even saw big disappointment today as our wheat market could not take full advantage of Egypt buying 290,000 metric tons of U.S. hard red winter wheat. On the close, March KC wheat was up 4.5 cents, July KC up a half a penny, March Chicago wheat was unchanged, March corn down 1¼ cents, July corn down 1 penny, March soybeans 16¾ cents higher, July beans up 17, and March cotton 1 point higher.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Use 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.